Blog Talk Radio.
There's room for you at the cross. There's room for you at the cross. To a million may come, there's still room for one. There's room for you at the cross. There's room for me at the cross. There's room for me at the cross. To a million may come, there's still room for one. There's room for me at the cross. Hallelujah. Welcome to Noonday Ministry. I just thank you for listening to this broadcast. I thank God for all that he's done, all that he's going to do, and all that he's able to do. Because there's none like him. We're going to have a short prayer, and then we're going to get into the word. Father God, I come before your presence. Just to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we just thank you for another day. Most of all, we thank you for being who you are. The great I am, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And we just thank you for being our great physician, our healer. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for making ways where there seemed to be no way. We thank you for giving us hope when it seemed like our hope is gone, Lord God. We thank you for giving us peace in the midst of the storm that we're going through. You said in your word in Isaiah, if we keep our mind stayed on thee, you will keep us in perfect peace because we trust in you. Lord, I trust in the plan that you have for the United States of America. We might not understand, Lord God, but I trust you because you're God all by yourself and you don't make no mistake. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land, Lord God. The land need a healing. Wash it thoroughly from the iniquity. Cleanse us from all sins, Lord God. Only you can do it. Man don't have no power, but you got all power. And I'm trusting in you. I'm not trusting in man, because man can be deceitful. But you are so faithful to your word. Your word will never fail. Your word will not go out void. It will accomplish that which you intended for it to accomplish. Your word is like a two-edged sword. Your word, Lord God. Keep me in your word, Lord God. Because you're God all by yourself, Lord God.
Just give me more of your anointing. Give us more of your spirit. Crucify this flesh. Mortify my members. So sin will not reign in this mortal body. Nor would I be a servant of sin, Lord God. Have your way in this broadcast, Lord God. Draw some man, woman, boy, and girl to you. Have your way. Have your way. I'm depending on you. I'm not pinning on self. Let self decrease as you increase. Not my word, but your word. Not my thoughts, but my thought. Let Dorothy step back and you step up. I thank you. I thank you. For Elder Dorothy M. Hall, for being the host of this broadcast. Sponsored by Noonday, my ministry. I thank you for everything. I praise your name. I magnify your name. I worship you in spirit and in truth. All these blessings, we ask in your son Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Noonday Ministry, we are located at 501 South Delaware Avenue in the land, Florida. My pastor is Elder Franklin Brown. My assistant pastor is Ethel Brown. And we thank God for all the members that we have. We're a baby church. We only been in existence for about a year and almost a half. But the Lord is blessing the church. He adding to it daily as such should be saved. We have an awesome youth praise team. Director is Sister Hunter. And Minister Hunter is one of the ministers there at Noonday. And I haven't been there because of the virus, but I was told we have another minister that is part of the family of God and his wife. So we just thank God for each and every one of them. And I thank you because God has put me among some beautiful people. And I just thank God every time. I just thank God for my church family, my biological family, my mom, who is 92 years old. She's still in her own apartment. She's still doing for herself. And God has just been blessing the family. And we just thank God for that, my church family and my biological family. So right now, we're going to get into the Word of God, and what we're going to be talking briefly about is being fully committed. How do we be fully committed? What is committed? Fully means to be complete. Complete. In other words, Jesus completed the task that the Father has set before him. To be committed means to be dedicated. He was dedicated to the cause. He was loyal to the Father, to a call. Jesus was fully committed to the Father. And in Matthew 6:24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Are we ready to do that? Are we able to deny ourselves for the sake of following Christ? And Matthew 16:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I trust in the plan that God has. God don't want a part of us. He want all of us. He don't want us to be like one of the churches in Revelation, Laodicea. He said, I wish that, in other words, he wished that they was hot or cold. Because if they are lukewarm, he will spew them out of their mouth. Because in other words, you scrawled the fence. You haven't made a choice to be part of my family, church, my God family. But you have chosen to be a part of the world family. You know, God, he is so good. He is so merciful. And one of the steps I was trying to come up with something. Step one, we must surrender to God. Like Joshua and all them, Moses and all them, Samuel and David, they had to be surrendered to God. They surrendered to God. Not saying that they didn't err in some kind of way, but they still surrendered to God. And Christ surrendered to the Father. Step two, stay focused. The center or interest or activity. Christ stay focused on what God had wanted him to do. He didn't lose focus on why he came down here. Step three, accept your calling. We must daily ask Christ to crucify the flesh. Paul says, in God's word, that dwells no good thing in the flesh. Step four, accept your calling. Some of us, we don't want to accept our calling. God tell us to pray. We want to preach. God tell us the same. We want to pray. Follow the direction that God have laid out for you. Every Christian that have been rooted and grounded in Christ should know the calling that God have on their life. Some of us, we step out too fast. We step ahead of Christ. But first, another thing, to be fully committed. This is what we must do. St. John, the 3rd chapter, 5th verse, say, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus made it possible in John 16 and 7. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you all you need to know. It will teach you how to be fully committed. It will teach you how to put God first. It will teach you how to live. Study the word. The word will teach you. Paul told Timothy, study, show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How can you rightly divide the word if you don't study the word? How can you live the word if you don't study the word? How can you be more like Christ unless you receive the word? Trust the word. Reflect on the word. And obey the word. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Step four, accept your calling. Remind me of Moses in Exodus. He accepted his calling. He was reluctant, but he did accept his calling. And after he went off the scene, Joshua succeeded Moses. Joshua was reluctant, but God encouraged him through his words to be of good courage. He told him, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not fail you. No man will be able to withstand before you, because God had made a promise. And when God make a promise, he's able to keep every one of them. He didn't say in this world we shall not have, that we wouldn't go through. He didn't tell us that. He did say in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Anytime we submit to God, the enemy tries to stop it. But if God be for you, the world cannot do you no harm. If God be for you, he is more than the world is against you. I'm reminded of Jeremiah calling. He was called when he was young. The key to, you have to be committed to your calling. You have to be obedient to what God tells you to do. If he said go right, don't go left. If he said go left, don't go right. But be obedient to whatever he tells you to do. Be fully committed. He don't want you when just when you feel good, when you feel bad too. Sometimes you have to go when you feel bad. That's being fully committed. One thing, God have blessed me. Since I've been in the church all these years, except my vacation, I have been in the church every single day, Sunday. And I'm not boasting. I didn't do it. God did it. When I fully committed my life to Christ and let him begin to lead me and guide me and teach me and keep me, then I stopped making a mess of my life. Until you being fully committed, I'm talking to you right now. You're going to continue to make mistakes and a mess of your life. Until you surrender and give it to Christ, until you fully commit yourself to Christ and say, Lord, I do whatever you want me to do. I belong to you. I'm not on my own no more. But you in fully control of my life. You in charge of my life. I can't do nothing without you. Because you in charge. God is so awesome. He will never fail you. Proverbs said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. Not maybe, but I will. We have the assurance that he have just gave us, that he will direct our path, and we won't go wrong. Let Jesus lead you, guide you, keep you, teach you, and keep you. And you shall be kept. Don't let your labor down here be in vain. Your commitment can develop you or they can destroy you. But either way, they will define you. We become whatever we are committed to. God's part and your part to play. Christ's likeness is a result of making Christ like choices and depending on his spirit to help you fulfill those choices. Spiritual growth has two parts, work out and work in. Work out is your responsibility, and the work in is God's role. Spiritual growth is a cooperative effort between you and the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit works with us, not just in us. To change your life, you must change the way you think. Behind everything you do is thought. Every behavior is motivated by belief, and every action is prompted by an attitude. God revealed himself more than 2,000 years, and he's still here. You must develop the mind of Christ to be fully committed. You must repent. You change the way you think. By adopting how God thinks, you take on Christ's outlook of life. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The best example we can leave is to love in spite of. Christ set a perfect example when he was on the cross and said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was committed. He was obedient to the cross. Went to the cross. Yes, for you and I. Christ was fully committed. He was bruised and brought healing for the nation, spiritual healing, restored us back to the Father. He was pierced in the side, came a double flood, water for baptism and blood for the remission of our sins. You was pierced and it erased pain. He was dead and brought life to everyone. He was persecuted and bought freedom. He is risen and bring power. He reigns and bring peace. And you know who that was? That was Jesus. Because couldn't nobody do it but him. Could nobody pay the price for all our wrongdoing, all our sin, all our lying, all our stealing, all our killing, all our backbiting, fornication, adultery, murdering, but Christ. When he took on the sins of the world, hanging there on old rugged cross, told his father, he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? It was dark. Came dark. God had forsaken him. He had took on the sin, and that let me know that God, sin stinks in his nostrils. He forsake the sin that Christ had taken on. Not Christ himself. Because that was his only son. And he laid down his life for us all. God sent him down here to lay down his life for us. That we might have the right to the tree of life. They took him down. They put him in a borrowed tomb. Early. Hey, hallelujah. Early one Sunday morning, he stepped out of the grave. All power in heaven and earth is in my hand. I can describe, but I will defend. I'm able to do all things. If you're sick, I'll heal you. If you're hungry, I'll feed you. If you're naked, I'll clothe you. If you're confused, I will give you peace. When you don't know your way through or know the way to go, I will show you the way. I will lead you and I will guide you and I will keep you and teach you and show you the way. Because you belongs to me. You belong to me. If you're fully committed, there's no seeking what God would do. If you're fully committed to him, all he wants you to do is be committed to him, his way of thinking, his way of doing, and most of all, his way of loving. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. He been good to us all. He been so good to those that can and will. So many people hurting. The church family come together. All these churches and help somebody. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. I will be back with you on next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Tune in and listen to Elder Dorothy Hall, your host. Thank you and God bless. God bless you and God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. God bless you to have a blessed week and meet all your needs. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we could even think of asking, according to the power that worketh in us.